CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. The search continues for victims of the Texas floods. Governor Greg Abbott says at least 161 people are still missing.
Know this, we will not stop until every missing person is accounted for.
Local officials fielded questions about who was responsible for monitoring the weather.
Should be able to
recovery.
Who was in charge of the emergency operations center at the time that was getting any briefing?
Do we have another question?
President Trump says he will travel there, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The president made the announcement at a cabinet meeting.
I'll be going down on Friday with First Lady.
He also reflected on the search and rescue operations.
A lot of helicopters up there, but they were real pros and they were responsible for pulling out a lot of people.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said FEMA has been helping with the state-run operations.
We were able to get them resources and dollars right away, just like you envisioned.
Calling the flooding tragic. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Trump is insisting his August 1st deadline for dozens of countries to reach a trade deal hasn't shifted.
We don't change very much. You know, every time we put out a statement, they say he made a change. I didn't make a change. A clarification, maybe. No, August 1st, they pay.
The Supreme Court today cleared the way for President Trump to downsize the federal workforce. A lower court had put a freeze in place. You can keep your shoes on at many airport security checkpoints now.
TSA agent was really happy because she said, oh, you don't have to take off your shoes.
I was watching others go through the screening and they didn't take their shoes off. And I was like, yes, finally.
The security screening mandate was put in place almost 20 years ago after the shoe bomber Richard Reed attempted to take down a flight from Paris to Miami. Sean Diddy Combs will be sentenced in October, as Matt Piper reports.
Probation officials rejected both sides' plan to move the date up by about a week and a half. No arguments were presented in the afternoon hearing, which lasted about 2 minutes. Prosecutors want Combs behind bars up to 5 years, while his defense says it wants less than the recommended 21 to 27 months.
He was convicted of prostitution-related offenses. Sanitation workers in Philadelphia have been on strike for more than a week now, and the trash is overflowing at drop-off locations around the city. Residents are just hoping for an end to it all.
The mayor, whoever's responsible for this, pay these people. I mean, pay them what they need and let them do their job.
On Wall Street, investors have been closely following the trade news. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials were off 165 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Despite recent layoffs, the data center project moves on for Microsoft. The tech company says its $3.3 billion data center project in Mount Pleasant is moving ahead as planned. Microsoft cut about 9,000 jobs this year, but they say the Mount Pleasant project won't be impacted. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a four-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. If you're impacted by that Walgreens closing, your drugs are going to Douglas Avenue. Walgreens confirmed it will close its North Memorial Drive store in Racine August 5th. They'll be automatically transferring prescriptions to their Douglas Avenue pharmacy. The Brat Stop might get a new neighbor. A four-story Town Place Suites by Marriott is being proposed next to the landmark, with Kenosha's Plan Commission set to discuss the hotel project later this week. It would feature 97 rooms, an indoor pool, and an outdoor patio. Racine County is mourning the loss of retired Burlington Fire Chief Alan Babe, who died Sunday. It comes just months after his retirement. Abe is being remembered as a respected leader and a dedicated public servant. Funeral details are still pending. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddy Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian Yelich. And newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. If they're on the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost four in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the Astros 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for LA against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear tonight and a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with low humidity. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Dry weather for Thursday. Storm chances return on Friday. Right now it's 80.
Time for Kurt Vollman's 5 o'clock class reunion, where you help us pick three songs from today's year and relive those high school glory days. Or maybe gory days. No matter what, it's fun. Today, it's 1970.
Welcome to WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion as we take a little stroll back to the year 1970, a time when the pants were flared, the collars were wide, and your car stereo had exactly two settings, AM and static. In the headlines, Earth got its very first Earth Day in 1970. A million bell-bottom, peace-loving folks came together to say, "Let's stop littering, man." Also, the Vietnam War raged on, and protests turned deadly at Kent State, shaking the nation and sparking a louder, angrier cry for peace. On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today, featuring the class of 1970.
She ain't got no money, clothes are kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Oh, boy, love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows I'd be. She talks kind of lazy, and people say she's crazy.
from 1970. It's Edison Lighthouse and Love Grows Where My Rosemary Goes on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion today featuring the class of 1970. Well, I looked up the definition of one-hit wonder, and this is what Merriam-Webster says. A musical group that has achieved recognition on the basis of only one widely popular song. That is the definition of Edison Lighthouse. Well, in 1970, in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi took to power.
4 months after leading a military coup against Libya's King Idris, Muammar al-Gaddafi is declared premier of Libya by the government he just created. Funny how that works out. Gaddafi was an army captain and fierce Arab nationalist who sought to purge Libya of Western influence, removing U.S. and British military bases from the country, and deporting Libyans with Italian and Jewish heritage within his first year of power. The controversial dictator remained in power for just over 40 years, until he would be captured and killed by members of Libya's National Liberation Army on October 20th, 2011, during the first Libyan civil war. It's safe to say his popularity rating had dropped some in the intervening years.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to Alive and Kicking with Tighter Tighter. This is WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. It's Alive and Kicking with Tighter Tighter on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. Now, that song was written by Tommy James of Tommy James and the Shondells fame. In fact, Tommy James was going to record that song himself. It was going to be his first solo effort after the Shondells broke up, but his wife's friend was managing a group called Alive and Kicking, and so Tommy James decided the song would go to them instead. Well, in 1970, there was a new product on the shelves to help working moms.
Hi, Mom. Anything I can do to help with dinner?
You can cook it.
Well, what can I cook that Dad and the boys would like?
Hamburger Helper, what I was planning. There are lots of flavors, and it's easy to make. Just remember, all you need is one pan, 1 pound of hamburger, and one package of Hamburger Helper.
For one happy family.
This tastes great, Julie.
Dinner with Hamburger Helper is one of my specialties.
It's nice to have you and Hamburger Helper in the kitchen.
On the radio in 1970, we were listening to an artist who just played this year at Summerfest. It's James Taylor and Fire and Rain on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Look down upon me, Jesus. You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. And I won't make it any other way. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around now. Thought I'd see.
From 1970, it's James Taylor and Fire and Rain on WRJN's 5 o'clock class reunion, today featuring the class of 1970. In an interview, James Taylor said he stole the chord progression from that song from his older brother, Alexander. Alexander was the oldest of the four Taylor siblings. He was also a musician. He died in 1993. And James Taylor admitted to ripping off the chord progression from his brother, Alexander. Well, what were we watching on the big screen in 1970? We were watching one of the most romantic movies ever, Love Story, starring Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw, hit the big screen in 1970. And that is going to wrap up today's WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 1970. Be sure to tune in tomorrow afternoon just after the 5 p.m. news for another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Tomorrow, we feature the class of 1973.
It's time to get moving. Regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Cruise the parks, hit the festivals, catch a ball game, and soak up the sunshine with your own Golden or Pride power scooter and power chair. Easily foldable and transportable for every adventure. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider offers flexible care credit plans and expert service to keep you moving. Go for a test drive today. Visit the showroom across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility Solutions. Get moving and enjoy the ride.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
Thank you.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Kids and seniors, Courts wants to see you at American Family Field. On select weekday home games, kids 14 and under and seniors 60 plus can save 50% on tickets. Following the game, seniors may stroll along the outfield warning track. Visit brewers.com/kidsandseniors to learn more. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology. See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
WRJN.
I say hello.
news, timeless hits from the Beatles and Hello Goodbye on WRJN. Apparently, John Lennon hated that song. He said it was 3 minutes of contradictions and meaningless juxtapositions. Could it be that he was just infuriated because his I Am the Walrus was issued as the B-side to McCartney's A-side, Hello Goodbye?
I will always be around.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. What do you say we get you into that WRJN Radio Park newsroom?
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A big Kenosha County hospital is getting bigger. Fredert South Pleasant Prairie will add a four-story extension with a dedicated EMS training facility. It follows approval from the Pleasant Prairie Plan Commission. The new center aims to boost emergency care training, while the upper floors will be finished later for clinical use as needed. Construction will not interrupt hospital operations. The cost of higher education could go up in Wisconsin. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin is proposing a tuition increase of up to 5% for in-state undergraduates in the upcoming school year. Most campuses would see a 5% hike. University's president Jay Rothman says the increase is needed to maintain quality after years of frozen tuition and limited state funding. The final decision on raising rates would be made by the Board of Regents later this week. Regional gas prices are seeing a range from $2.88 a gallon on the low end to $3.10 on the high. Kenosha County has the lowest. Milwaukee and Waukesha are in the middle, with Racine and Ozaukee counties on the high end. Melissa Kay has some more about the price at the pump around the state.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, otherwise mostly clear tonight, and a low in the mid-60s. Sunshine and beautiful for tomorrow with low humidity. Highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Dry weather for Thursday. Storm chances return on Friday. Right now it's 80.
Time that I found her holding Jim and loving him. When Sue came along, loved me strong, that's what I thought. Yeah, me and Sue, that died too.
Diamond, Solitary Man on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. So what is that food combination that sounds weird but tastes amazing? This is what the internet had to say. Peanut butter on burgers. Pickles and peanut butter, steak and sour cream. Yeah, that sounds good. Strawberries dipped in sour cream and then rolled in brown sugar. That sounds good too. Spaghetti quesadillas, spaghetti tacos, spaghetti grilled cheese. I like it. Peanut butter, Miracle Whip, and pickles on a sandwich. No, no, not going for that.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got to hear. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that.
Hey!
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we're proud to sponsor the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Staying Safe campaign. And this month's focus is on pedestrian safety, so watch out for those pedestrians.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You're all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true. I love you. I love you. I love you.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby are alive. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?
local news. Time to say it's WRJN, where later tonight it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball as the Brewers continue their series with the Dodgers. 7:05 first pitch. We'll have the pregame for you just after 6:30. And Brewers baseball is brought to you by Lee's Deli, by Main Street Bakery, by Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, and the Lanes on 20. Milwaukee Brewers baseball tonight.
Of living with pain, Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Rain, wind, bugs. Outdoor golf's a gamble. At X-Golf Kenosha, the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no sunburn, and just $30 an hour all summer long. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf brings the course to you. Summer won't last forever, and neither will this deal. Book your tee time now at xgolfkenosha.com or stop by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
Set sail with Racine Riverside Marine, your one-stop destination for all things boating in the heart of downtown Racine. Whether chasing the thrill of a Robalo or the timeless beauty of a Dufour, they have the brands you trust and more. New, used, power, or sale, Riverside has it all. From expert boat servicing to secure indoor and outdoor storage, Racine Riverside Marine is more than a dealership. It's your boating partner on the Great Lakes. Racine Riverside Marine. Visit today at 950 Erie Street or RacineRiverside.com. Let the water be your playground.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Out.
WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 6. Some more Timeless Hits on the way, then Milwaukee Brewers baseball. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon after the Brewers on WRJN.
I remember to this day the bright red Georgia clay, how it stuck to the tires after the summer rain. Will power me that old cargo, a woman's mind told me that so. Oh, how I wish we were back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Blue, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Blue, how I love being a free man. I can still
News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. A lot of questions today for Texas authorities as to who is monitoring the weather that killed more than 100 people.
I can't tell you at this time. Okay.
You can't tell me if the emergency manager of the county actually issued an emergency alert. Okay.
Governor Greg Abbott, after touring the affected area.
You ask, I'm going to use your words. Who's to blame? Know this. That's the word choice of losers.
CBS's Nydia Cavazos.
Officials here are not answering any questions in terms of what could have been done different. Could there have been a new alarm system, a new alert system installed? But for now, they say it's a matter of locating and notifying any family members.
At least 161 people remain missing, and searchers aren't giving up.
You know, I've had a lot of people come up to me that have lost their children and their loved ones and thanked me, and it's hard to even hear that because they have closure, but we haven't pulled anybody out alive yet.
No one has been found alive since Friday. President Trump is meeting at the White House at this hour with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. That is, the administration launches another push to end the war in Gaza. Linda Kenyon reports.
Steve Witkoff, who has been shuttling between the U.S. and the Middle East,